Friends, indeed who you are on the Monitor Beacon. And that beacon is labeled Sunday, February 18th. And I'm your host, Art Fleming, wishing you all good things on this long holiday weekend. Tomorrow is not really Washington's birthday, but it's being observed tomorrow as one of the several Monday holidays on this year's calendar for the express purpose of putting 3 days together for a sort of mini-vacation. Just so we keep history straight, Thursday, the 22nd, is the actual date of Washington's birthday. You know, if he had lived, he'd be 241 years old. Well, all of which brings us to the grassroots. I'm talking about the group of the same name, and they got love on their minds. Woo!
Love is what you make it. You can make or break it. So don't you run and hide. I said love is what you make it. And if you make it with me, we'll make it all right. Hey, 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 lover, don't you run for cover. Don't run to your mother. No reason to get a tie. I said love is what you make it. And if you make it with me, we'll make it all right. Now you've been told
Roots and love is what you make it. How about that? Say, did you happen to read the article in the February 10th issue of TV Guide entitled X-Rated Movies Come to Television? On one small station in Toronto, anyway. Well, evidently, a lot of people did, because what had been a discreet addition to the program schedule on a small UHF TV station in Toronto suddenly became a controversial issue. CITY-TV, Channel 79, in Toronto, is a low-budget, community-oriented, five-month-old station that gears its programming to the city's 360,000 cable subscribers. It's on the air 18 hours a day, 7 days a week. But 2 hours on Friday night after midnight are filled with movies, and the program is titled The Baby Blue Movie. Monitor wanted to find out what all the shouting was about, so our news editor, Doug Spiro, spoke on open line with CITY-TV's managing director, 29-year-old Moses Zaman, and asked him first if these movies they're showing are really hardcore porno films.
We're not really showing porno. We're showing the kinds of films that have been readily available in the theaters that any kid can go into and have been going into for the last 10 years. What used to be called an art film, you know? but which television pretends that doesn't exist. You know, television pretends that the culture is still 15 years ago, that these things aren't done and so on. We billboard all this kind of material with statements that there may be some scenes in it which people might not like, and we invite them to turn to another channel if they get very upset.
Moses, can I ask you one other question on these movies? You are calling them baby blue movies. Many of our listeners aren't aware of this sort of terminology. Can you explain to us what basically these movies are, what some of their names are, perhaps for our listening audience?
Yeah. Well, everybody knows what a blue movie is. You know, the blue movie is what, you know, fraternity boys have a look at, or the guy has his stag before he gets married. So what I did is, just as a kind of, just good promotional idea, I said we'd call it blue, but obviously the films aren't blue, and so I tacked in the little word baby. What I really mean is that they're adult films. They're mildly suggestive. They're sort of slightly salacious. They accept the fact that you can look at a nude body and then not have a heart attack. You even get a shot, you know, at genitalia occasionally. I mean, I don't go to great lengths to try and cut these things out of films. But it's a long cry from that and from titles like, I Am Curious Yellow, you know, which played in the film in the theaters about 7 years ago and had a lot of critical acclaim. Or a film like The Loving Couples, or a film like Monique. Far cry from that to the kind of stuff that you see on 42nd Street or 8th Avenue, you know. We're really not in the 8th Avenue business, but I'm not also in the business of trying to pretend that our audience made up of morons and two-year-olds. We don't do any kids programming on City TV, you see, and so much of television caters to women and kids. And what we do is we really program for mature adults and a lot of male-oriented stuff.
Moses, do you people up in Canada have, as we know it here, an FCC? What is your regulatory agency up there?
Well, sure, we have a regulatory process. The regulatory agency is called the CRTC, the Canadian Radio Television Commission. And I really have to commend the CRTC because, in my experience, it's one of the few regulatory agencies that is, in fact, ahead of the industry that it's trying to regulate rather than behind it. Our CRTC believes that programming is the responsibility of the license holder, and they're not in either the programming or the censorship business. If we exceed the bounds of good taste or the law, there's always the criminal code, you know. And clearly we haven't been doing that. The response has been mature, calm, and I think very gratifying here in the city of Toronto. Because after all, you know, we're on the air 18 hours a day, 7 days a week, and we only do 1 2-hour slot Friday night after midnight. And I'm really happy to say that Toronto takes it in an adult manner.
That was Moses Zaman, managing director of station CITY-TV, a UHF television station in Toronto, talking with Monitor News editor Doug Spiro about this station's policy of running sexy movies for 2 hours every Friday night after midnight. Mr. Zaman said that prior to a TV Guide article about the station's movie policy, resentment to the films was minimal, with mail running 30-1 in favor of the movies. But since the publicity in the United States, the station has experienced an increase of mail protesting the movies. He added that the station's UHF signal may possibly be picked up in Buffalo, New York, and that a viewer outside Detroit claimed to have picked up the station on his set, but the station's primary service area is Toronto. Well, you kind of figure it out for yourselves. But now, Frank McGee and another of our series entitled Straight Talk About Your Health, coming up shortly on The Monitor Beacon.
Yes, music, comedy, news, and sports. Weekend entertainment over WSG, AM, and FM, New York. It's 3:17.
Thank you.
I'm a friend. You're back at the Big M Monitor on a Sunday in February. And I'm Art Fleming, and it's now 18 and a half minutes past the hour. El Chicano would like you to meet his current lady friend. Gorgeous little brown-eyed gal.
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came down in the hollow, playing a new game, laughing and running, oh, skipping and a jumping in the misty morning fog, with our hearts a thumping.
Tootsie Roll.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now on Monitor, we're going to have Bufferin bringing you Frank McGee with Straight Talk About Your Health, produced by NBC in cooperation with the American Medical Association. Frank is going to have some straight talk about VD and birth defects in a moment.
There's a rhythm, a beat to life, and everything that goes on in life. Unfortunately, the rhythm gets interrupted sometimes by pain. And sometimes the pain seems to take over. People who suffer from minor arthritis know that pain well. The makers of Bufferin made Arthritis Strength Bufferin because we understand that special kind of pain. We put more pain reliever in each tablet, more even than regular Bufferin. Specially formulated to go to work faster, relief lasts for hours. And like Bufferin, special ingredients help protect your stomach against the upset plain aspirin can cause. Because we understand what minor arthritis pain is all about, we made Arthritis Strength Bufferin.
Now here's Frank McGee.
As you probably know, venereal disease has reached the epidemic stage in our country, infecting not only the adult population, but, tragically, newborn babies as well. Dr. Wallace McCrory explains what happens to the infant who's been exposed to gonorrhea and syphilis.
Gonorrhea would infect the baby in the process of its being delivered from the infected mother. This could then produce disease in the baby, and the most serious would be infection of its eyes. If this were not treated, it could lead to blindness, which was very common years ago before we had control of gonorrheal disease. The gonococcal infection could also produce sepsis, blood poisoning, joint infection, so babies could really get very, very ill. but the vital thing would be the danger of blindness. Syphilis is a much more serious problem. This affects every organ of the baby's body. It also affects the baby during the time it's in utero, in the mother. So if the mother has infection very early, the baby could actually be so sick at birth that it would die. If she contracted disease during pregnancy, the baby would be at risk for getting syphilis, and depending on the period of time in utero, it would be born with varying stages of the disease. This can affect its bones, its blood, its brain, its skin, and if not treated again, would have very serious permanent effects on the baby.
Fortunately, the unborn child and his mother can be treated and cured, provided the disease is detected early enough.
There is no question that a pregnant woman can have tests made by the physician that will guarantee, if the tests are proper, that she does not have a venereal disease, gonorrhea, or syphilis.
The test should be made early in pregnancy and repeated after any risk of exposure during pregnancy. Prospective fathers are advised to see a doctor, too.
The diagnosis of syphilis is so easy, really. All it requires is a blood test. Fathers are just as important as mothers, and fathers also must be checked. The problem with syphilis, as the public has to be reminded again, is that this disease is fairly subtle. And one acquires it, you have a little sore or something, you pay no attention to. The public has to be reeducated, and people who are at risk, who could be exposed to developing syphilis, if their mothers and fathers owe it to themselves and their child to have themselves checked regularly.
Straight talk about venereal disease and birth defects from Dr. Wallace McCrory, Chief of Pediatrics at New York Hospital and Chairman of the Department of Pediatrics at Cornell University Medical Center. This is Frank McGee with Straight Talk About Your Health, which is brought to you throughout the weekend by Bufferin.
There's a rhythm to life and everything that goes on in life. Unfortunately, the rhythm gets interrupted sometimes by pain. People who suffer from minor arthritis know that pain well. To help relieve that pain, the makers of Bufferin made Arthritis Strength Bufferin. Each tablet has more pain reliever, more even than regular Bufferin. Relief lasts for hours because we understand what minor arthritis pain is all about. We made Arthritis Strength Bufferin.
Later today, Barbara Walters reports on the effects of tear gas in our next session of Straight Talk About Your Health, presented by Bufferin.
Diodato playing also Sprach Zarathustra, the Richard Strauss composition that became the theme for the film 2001. Brief timeout right now, while all NBC stations in Maine and California say their hellos. After that, much, much more of Monitor with Art Fleming here. So come on back, okay? Good deal. Monitor Music right here with Dusty Springfield to start, singing Who Gets Your Love? After which, Hot Butter ties into Telstar. All right.
Calling every other name but mine. That's not a thing.
Sunkissed Monitor 73, all right. Setting up an up-tempo weekend pace, whether you're at home or abroad or traveling somewhere on the road. My name is Art Fleming, and we got more championship PGA golf coming up later this half hour. Another report from Andy Williams, San Diego Open. We're also going to do some traveling with Francis Colton, our expert in that department. But before all of that, Jim Croce does one less set of footsteps.
We've been running away from something we both know. We've long run out of things to say, and I think I better go. So don't be getting excited when you hear that slam on door. Cause there'll be one less set of footsteps on your floor in the morning. And we've been hiding from something that should have never gone this far. Talking in silence, but if it's silence you adore, hold every one less set of footsteps on your floor.
One less set of footsteps, Jim Croce. You know, you don't have to do all that walking.
Someone you miss, and long distance is the next best thing to being there. Call me, don't be afraid, you can call me. Maybe it's late, but just call me. Pick up the phone and just call me.
U.S. News is the magazine that cuts through the news muddle every week. People who want to know better, read U.S. News. Read U.S. News this week. 20 more American POWs landed at Clark Air Force Base in the Philippines today, and the group, Navy and Air Force pilots, appear to be the healthiest of the 163 POWs released so far. The early release of the men today apparently is a goodwill measure following Henry Kissinger's four-day visit to Hanoi. With a report on the processing POWs undergo after arrival in the States, here is Gene Dicardo, NBC News at Travis Air Force Base in California.
What happens to these returning former POWs after the pomp and circumstance at Clark, Hickam, Travis, and their home area arrivals? Some of that picture was filled in for me by Major John Lewis, a press spokesman at the first mainland stop on the United States here at the big Travis Air Force Base near San Francisco. First, doctors at the David Grand Med Center here assure us the physical condition of the returnee so far has been surprisingly good. Some do have what are described as bone or joint problems, which will call for follow-up therapy, but it shouldn't be long before most of the first group of men start leaves. What about their meals after years of dieting and rice and what have you? Expectedly, the orders are largely for filet mignon and baked potato. Offer the men something like cabbage, and they're likely to come out with don't put any fish heads on it. For beverage, most of the men choose milk and fruit juice. The hospitals do not furnish beer, wine, or cocktails. For these, the men will still have to wait. However, more than one returning former prisoner has managed to share a bottle of champagne at family reunions before checking in officially at a hospital. The men and their wives we've had the pleasure of talking with during this first week of homecomings have, with uniformity, showed grace and style. Most of the men plan on continuing their military careers. A personal observation, if we expected bitterness from some of these returnees, some held up to 8.5 years, we haven't heard it. And maybe something good might yet come out of the Vietnam War and the tragic controversy it gave birth to. These men coming home seem to be telling us loud and clear, be grateful for what we have and look to a brighter future. Gene DiCardo at Travis Air Force Base in California, reporting for Monitor.
For any further developments in the POW story and for all the breaking news every weekend, always stay tuned to Monitor and NBC Radio. That's a different one from Percy Faith, the orchestra, and Conquistador. About 1 minute from now, we're due in San Diego for another championship PGA golf report on the progress of the Andy Williams San Diego Open. Stay right where you are on the Monitor Beacon.
We're beaming along in New York State over WSG, AM and FM New York. It's 3:44 on WSG.
Now a Monitor PGA golf report from the Andy Williams San Diego Open at the Torrey Pines Golf Course. And here's Jim Kelly.
Bruce Crampton, who won the Phoenix and Tucson titles in succession last month, and Bob Dixon, who won the 67 U.S. and British amateur titles, now tied for the lead through three holes of play, both now at 11 under par. Frampton has played the card exactly as it's written, parring 1, 2, and 3. Dixon parred the first and second holes, and then birdied number 3 to pull into a tie for the lead. At 8 under par, just taking a double bogey out at number 4, Greer Jones. At 7 under now, Billy Casper, and at 6 under, Dave Eichelberger and Hale Irwin. Now this message.
I'm Arnold Palmer for Allstate. I've always enjoyed driving a car, but I worry about what's happening on our streets and our highways today. So many cars, so many crashes, and so many fatalities. A terrible waste of lives and money. Allstate has been working to make driving better, helping to get driver education in our schools, helping to get drunks off the road, helping to get better bumpers and safer cars, all to save lives and to hold down the cost of insurance for you and me. Arnold Palmer for Allstate, the good hands people.
Bob Dixon now tied for the lead with Australian pro Bruce Crampton. Dixon, who opened up here with a 69 on Thursday, a 68 Friday, and another 69 yesterday, won the 67 U.S. and British amateur titles and was a medalist in 1968 at the TPD Players School. He also won the Hague Open in 1968. This morning, before Bobby teed off, incidentally, he is paired with Bruce Crampton and Hale Irwin. I asked him his game plan for the tournament and for the final round.
Well, I'm trying to have the same game plan I've had all this week, and that is just go out and try to play my own game each day, take it a shot at a time. I've been hitting the ball pretty good this week. In places, I've been hitting it very well. Overall, I've been putting super. So I'm just enjoying it at the moment. But my game plan is when I get out on the first tee, I want to try to hit that drive down the middle of the fairway and go from there.
Bob Dixon now tied for the lead with Bruce Crampton, both at 11 under par after three holes of play. For Monitor Sports, this is Jim Kelly. Now this message.
Texaco and its independent retailers present Miss Ethel Merman.
Trust is a must at Texaco. Trust is a must, we know.
You want to be able to always rely
on the gasoline.
Gasoline.
Motor oil.
Motor oil.
And products you buy. In everything that Texaco, we're working to keep your trust.
Yes, we're working to keep your trust.
Wherever you go at Texaco, trust is a must. So for products you can trust, come on everybody, let's hear it.
You can trust your car to the man who wears the star, the big bright Texaco star.
Oh, you can hear every letter of every word. More PGA golf reports from the Andy Williams San Diego Open later today on Monitor. Just in case you're late for a date, it's now 11 and a half minutes before the hour. And here's one of the more popular groups in what is known as the soft rock category. America, doing their big one currently, Don't Cross the River.
There's a little girl out lying on her own. She's sure no more. She's heard no whistle blowing.
America, don't cross the river.
Well, I don't know.
They should cross the river because it's now traveling time, which means vacation and travel expert Francis Colton is all set to clue us about another great spot to go for rest, relaxation, stimulation, the whole thing. All right, Francis, give us the word.
It was at Baden-Baden that Dostoevsky, who was a compulsive gambler, decided that a roulette wheel had no conscience. Turgenev, the other great Russian writer, built an enchanting villa here so that he could be near his beloved mistress. Baden-Baden, the small town in Germany, known for its spa and its mineral springs as far back as the Romans, is often called the door to the Black Forest, and it was here in the 19th century that Europe's nobility and Russian nobility came to play and flirt and take the cure and stroll parasol in hand down the Lichtenthaler Allee, the world's most beautiful promenade. Today you can still walk along that beautiful avenue and drink the healing mineral waters right out of the springs. They may not taste terrific, but they're certainly great soothers. And you can stay at Germany's finest hotel, the Brenner's Park Hotel. Baden-Baden has a rare charm, for the past is very, very real here, enriching the air. And the air itself, so noticeable in these days of pollution, is very sweet and pure. It's easy to imagine that as it comes drifting through the surrounding pine trees of the Black Forest, that it has been cleansed and purified. The town was used as a healing place by Roman legionnaires, and you can still see the ruins of their intelligently built bathhouses. Now, even if you have no desire to spend any time at either of the two baths, although the massages and the other water treatments are tremendously good and soothing, there are other reasons enough to come here. There are hundreds of miles of walking trails in the Black Forest. There's excellent riding, very good tennis and golf, and at night there is a gilded casino for gambling, which is considered the most beautiful in Europe. There's a noticeable pattern to American visitors who come to Baden-Baden. They come first rather curiously for 2 or 3 or 4 days. Then they come back for a week, perhaps a year or two later, and then after that they settle in for longer stays. There are a few places that combine the kind of restfulness, the pretty countryside, and the simply splendid silken service of the Brenner's Park. The next time you want to escape from the frantic pace of life around you, or even of the exertion of touring, cop out at Baden-Baden in Germany. You'll discover again how nice it is to take a deep breath and really fill your lungs with good, fresh air. This is Francis Colton, and I'll be back again next weekend. And until then, I'd like to leave this bonus travel tip behind. You can get to Baden-Baden by flying to Frankfurt, then taking a train for 2 hours. Or you can head for Paris, take a 4-hour train ride to Strasbourg, and drive a short distance to Baden-Baden. Till next weekend.
That Baden-Baden is really worthwhile going to, I'll tell you, Francis. Thank you, though, for your personal comments on it. And so we move swiftly onward. We hear the soft strains of different drums approaching the background, followed immediately by Miss Linda Ronstadt. Linda.
It's not that I know it, it's just that I am not the one.
beat, you know, different drum. Well, here's a story that kind of has got, you look at it with mixed emotions, just like having your mother-in-law drive over a cliff in your brand new Cadillac, you know. Things are really bad all over. If you're concerned about the devalued and shrinking dollar, how do you think Angela Calderalo feels? It's kind of sad, but it's funny in a way. Mrs. Calderalo is a 65-year-old farm worker in Italy, and she was finally granted her pension from the government this week. It comes to 20 lira a month. That's right, 20 lira a month. You know what that means? It's valued at about 5 cents. Oh, poor soul. I don't know how she can do it. Well, such is life.